I've been working all day long. Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
The rumble and the tuba down in Cuba. Ah, senorita, honey dripper, how about a little dinner with me? Some pork chops and chitlins. Mighty fine, I think, huh? Yep. Ah. Yeah, La Caballera. South of the border, down Argentina way. Senorita, honey dripper, come with me. We have very nice time.
Joe Liggins and the Honey Drippers and Siboney from the year 1947. It gets us started on this week's edition of Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase, and we're here for the next 5 hours with all sorts of great vintage recordings. You'll probably hear a few other places on the radio. Opening set this week belongs to Louis Jordan. Last week we had Louis Jordan and the big band. Were you tuned in? This week it's back to Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. I'm very sorry to announce that Deacon Jones will not be present at the services today. Had a slight accident. But he wants everybody to be happy, because when you're happy, that's what counts. Brothers and sisters and sisterettes, Deacon Jones sends his deepest regrets to the members of the flock who are new around here. There's something about the deacon that I want to make clear. Who's honored and respected?
Deacon Jones.
Now who's so unaffected?
Deacon Jones.
When a sinner's moaning low, who will share his tale of woe?
Lord and Lord, hallelujah, Deacon Jones.
Who's so handsome and good-looking?
Deacon Jones.
Who can smell a rooster cooking?
Deacon Jones.
The good old Deacon. Who gets all the chicken breasts and leaves the giblets for the rest?
Lordy, Lord, hallelujah, Deacon Jones.
Deacon Jones.
Oh, Deacon Jones.
Deacon Jones.
Lordy, Lord, hallelujah, Deacon Jones.
Now, who will keep her sister singing?
Deacon Jones.
Who will also keep her phone a-ringing?
Deacon Jones.
Yes, yes. And when she's left all alone at night, who is it that will help her see the light?
Lordy, Lord, hallelujah, Deacon Jones.
Now, who's loved by all the congregation?
Deacon Jones.
Yes, yes, brother. And who gives them consolation?
Deacon Jones.
When a sister's feeling blue, who is it that consoles her in her pew?
Lordy, Lord, hallelujah, Deacon Jones.
Deacon Jones.
Oh, Deacon Jones.
Deacon Jones.
Oh, Deacon Jones. Lordy, Lord, hallelujah, Deacon Jones.
Now, who's the country's greatest lover?
Deacon Jones.
Yes, yes. Who makes all the other cats take cover?
Deacon Jones.
And when your gal is leaving you, now just tell me, who is she going to?
Lordy, Lord, hallelujah, Deacon Jones.
Now, who takes up all the contributions?
Deacon Jones.
Yes, yes. And who attends to the distribution?
Deacon Jones.
And before any of the dough is spent, who is it that takes out his 10%?
Lordy, Lord, hallelujah, Deacon Jones.
Deacon Jones.
Oh, Deacon Jones.
Deacon Jones.
Oh, Deacon Jones.
Lordy, Lord, hallelujah, Deacon Jones. Deacon Jones.
Oh, Deacon Jones.
Deacon Jones.
Oh, Deacon Jones. Lordy, Lord, hallelujah. Lordy, Lord, hallelujah. Lordy, Lord, hallelujah.
Deacon Jones.
You dirty little snake, I just won't take what you're doing to me. You dirty little snake, I just won't take what you're doing to me.
I'll be glad when you plant it 6 feet deep. I won't worry about you trying to make a creep. You were hungry and underfed, and I let you share my bed. You tried to steal my gal instead, you dirty snake. There were times I thought that you were my best friend, but the time has come for our friendship to end. You've been blowing gauge, now you got me in a rage. I ought to put you in a cage, you dirty snake. Now I know that you just can't be on the square. Boy, you're no good, you just ain't nowhere. I gave you about 2s and 5, all you did was stall and jive. You should be buried alive, you dirty snake. Pack your grip and let me see you hit the road. I don't want to lay eyes on you no more, you dirty toad. I split everything I had, cause your troubles made me sad. You stole my gal and that is bad, you dirty snake. I'm gonna shoot you with my good old 44. You won't double cross nobody anymore. They will take your body away, plant it 6 feet in the clay, and I'll jump for joy that day, you dirty snake.
You dirty little snake, your time is up. You dirty little snake, you fill my cup. You're just a dirty snake.
Whenever I go to a dance, you never see me taking a chance. I get a kick cause the chicks that I pick are just slender, tender, and tall. They come at my beck and call and give me no trouble at all. I get a kick cause the chicks that I pick are just slender, tender, and tall. Got a big fat mama, she always teases. She does everything to try to please. But when I put my arms around the thin ones, find those babies tumble with ease.
them kind of chicks don't stall. They're willing and ready to fall. I get a kick 'cause the chicks that I pick are just slender, tender, and tall. Stumble with ease. Them kind of chicks don't stall. They're willing and ready to fall. I get a kick 'cause the chicks that I pick are just slender, tender, and tall.
A gal who's always late anytime we have a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk right up to her gate and see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her, is you is or is you ain't my baby? Way you acting lately makes me doubt. You's is still my baby, baby. Seems my flame in your heart's done gone out. A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you'll find she's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true?
Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five are opening set there. Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby from October 1943. You would think at this point that the recording ban was on because it went into effect August 1st of 1942. But many record labels, particularly the independent labels, got to come back in early if they could find connections to shellac. The Union didn't keep them out. And so here we have Louis Jordan during the war. We started the set with Deacon Jones from that same session, October of 1943. Then July 1942, just before the ban, You Dirty Snake. And then from also July 1942, The Chicks I Pick Are Slender, Tender, and Tall. Four sides by Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five. We're just getting started. It's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. You know, I was on the internet this morning, and I don't know if it's an AI thing or somebody just got real ambitious, but they said, who, in your opinion, is the greatest jazz singer? And I was surprised because apparently the people that most people thought was the greatest jazz singer, it's the guy I would have picked. And that's Louis Armstrong. We're about to listen to Louis Armstrong right now.
In my arms a little longer, baby. Hold me tight while my love for you is growing stronger. Tain't right to say goodnight, though it may be getting past your dream time, baby. Don't think twice. Just link in my arms a little longer, baby, 'cause it's so nice. It's so nice.
Dreams came true. until you went away. Oh, baby, I never knew what love could do until I met you today.
There are very few men in the jazz world or any world who can proudly say, of course this man wouldn't say it of himself, but we all know it, that they're a legend in their own time. We have one of those men with us right now. We can't have Bunny, we can't have Bix, but we've got a man just as big, or even bigger. The man who rocked the cradle of American jazz, the man who wrote the jazz story himself. The great, the one, the only Louis Armstrong. For a youngster of my age to say how it feels to be on the same stage with a man who, to him, perhaps represents jazz more in one single figure than anybody else. And you've heard a lot of praise in your time, but you just go on. Don't let it stop you. In your simple, eloquent, warm way, you play and sing jazz in the way that's been copied and admired all over the world.
Yeah, that's swell, Pops. I appreciate that. That's awful nice. You know, it's just my life, and it's like to blow this thing. I love this thing.
Well, it's the spirit of America and all the things you could see in that horn when you were a youngster in New Orleans that has brought you as far as it has. I imagine you were pretty proud recently when you saw the picture New Orleans, which, of course, sort of glorifies all that you've done in jazz.
Well, I saw a lot of the rushes. I haven't seen it since the, you know,
the full
took
picture?
It took it from the cutting room floor yet. I don't know what's in it yet. I haven't seen it. But to tell me it's going to be all right.
Well, as long as there's enough of Louis in it, we'll all be very happy indeed.
Well, I think you'll enjoy the part that you see that, you know, knocks me out.
Louis, it's seldom we have a chance to talk to you, so I want to ask you just one or two questions. Do you remember the first professional job you had back in New Orleans?
Way back then?
Way back.
Yes, sir. That's way back.
It's just yesterday, Louis.
Well, it seems like yesterday, because I think I was... dubbing for King Oliver that night there. And he sent me this place, and Pete Lawler, the owner of the place, he asked me, say, what are you doing here, boy? I said, well, Mr. Oliver sent me here. He said, well, you just go on home. We'll pay you right over and tell you all about see him tomorrow night.
Did he? Did he, Louis?
Yeah.
He did.
That was a good deal.
Well, you got paid.
That's what I went there for most of the time.
Well, why not? Louis, have you been back to New Orleans in the years? Sid Catlett's roaring outside. Have you been back to New Orleans in the recent years and gone down the streets that you used to play on and sort of felt sad that they weren't still as lively as they used to be?
Well, I still get a kick out of those brass bands down there. They swing just like a 12-piece orchestra, you know.
I said something to Edmund Hall a while ago about there being a New Orleans-style clarinet playing. There may not be in clarinet, but would you say there is in trumpet? Do you feel that you sort of are still playing the music of a city that was the sort of cradle of jazz when you play your horn?
But I always keep that thought in mind, no matter where I'm playing. I always keep New Orleans, you know, the kind of essence of New Orleans every time I play.
One of the things we're very proud of about American jazz is that it is exactly that, something particularly and very distinctively American. When was the first time you played your horn in Europe for Europeans?
1932. Mm-hmm.
I understand they received you beautifully over there.
Well, it was swell. Just throwing cards and paper gold in there and hollering bravo and everything else.
Well, you were one of our most potent ambassadors, even during the war years when they weren't allowed to hear other forms of American entertainment. They used to smuggle the jazz records in underground, and of course Louis Armstrong was a very definite ambassador for American goodwill in those years. But I don't know why we're talking so much, Louis.
It's all right. I enjoy it.
Louis Armstrong here on Blues Before Sunrise. I played that last one. It didn't swing and he didn't sing. But there's a guy who knew how to take his time. I used to love you, but it's all over now from November 1941. We started with a side from April 1946, Linger in My Arms a Little Longer, Baby. Then a tune I Never Knew from April of 1942. You heard a bit of conversation between Louis Armstrong and the interviewer. That was from September 1949, particularly like the story of going to his first gig and just getting paid to go home. They didn't want to hear him. That was fun. And then the instrumental, I Used to Love You, but it's all over now. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and I'm Steve Cushing. I mentioned that we played Louis Armstrong because of that questionnaire online, who was the greatest jazz vocalist. Well, the person who was number two is up next, and that was Ella Fitzgerald. And, God, you could see why. I don't know anybody who does a better job than she does.
Because of rain, I fell in love with you. The raindrops seemed to want to help me too. Because of stayed indoors and watched it pour. That's how I found the one that I adore. Because of rain, we stole a or two, the cloudy day gave way to skies of blue. We must thank that misty, moisty window pane. We found our love because of rain. Cloudy day gave way to skies of blue. We must thank that misty, moisty window pane. We found our love of
rain. Love you madly, right or wrong, sounds like the lyric of a song. But since it's so, I thought you ought to know, I love you madly. Better fish are in the sea is not the theory for me. And that's for sure, just like I said before, I love you madly. If you you could see the happy you and me I dream about so proudly. You know the breath of spring that makes me sing my love song so loudly. Good things come to those who wait, so just relax and wait for fate to let me see the day you say to me, I love you madly.
Love you madly, right or wrong.
Sound like the lyric of a song. Because it's so, I thought you ought to know. I love you.
Love you madly. Good things come to those who wait.
Is not the theory for me. And that's for sure, just like I said before, I love you.
Love you madly.
Baba didn't did na ba ba pee. You do did da do e ba. Be di 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 ba do 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 do. Be di 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 up. Be di da da pee. Be ba pee. If you could see the happy you and me I dream about so proudly. You know the breath of spring that makes me sing my love song so loudly.
Good things come to those who wait.
So just relax and wait for fate to let me see the day you say to me, I love you.
Love you madly.
Better latch on. Mad, mad, mad. One time.
Mad, mad.
Gotta get on.
This life.
Bad, bad, bad.
Because
I love you.
Confused.
dreaming you're falling and waking up bawling. I have these mixed emotions all because of you.
To take a
There's Ella Fitzgerald. Three of those I think we've played before. Because of Rain from March of 1951, Mixed Emotions, and Smooth Sailing also from June of 1951. A couple new ones that we've never played before. Love You Madly, May of 1951, and then the one we just heard, I Don't Want to Take a Chance, with Cy Oliver and the orchestra. That was July of 1951. So all five sides were from the year 1951. If you like Ella Fitzgerald, it just seems like you never can find the bottom of the well. There's just always more great material you hadn't heard before. Tune to Blues Before Sunrise, time for Hep Harmony, The Spirits of Rhythm.
Anybody see him throws a man, picking up all the junk he can. Nobody knows what he's about, till you hear him holler and shout. Any rag, old box today, that is what you hear him say. Buy soap, clothes, and hot water bags, south in the Anaheim, boxes and rags.
Horses, 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 track, da 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 da. Thank you.
band, picking up all the junk he can. Nobody knows what he's about till you hear him holler and shout. Any man could hold a bottle today. That is what you hear him say. He buys old clothes, hot water bags, out in the alley, holler, bottle, and rag.
There's Noble Sissel from September of 1929 with a big band recorded in London for the British affiliate of Victor. And there were, I think, like 12 pieces there. It was an American black band. Seemed like almost all the previous renditions. There were 9 earlier recordings of that, and almost all of them were white bands at the time. But Noble Sissel, Kansas City Kitty, from September 1929. Before that, Meat Lux Lewis, Mr. Freddy's Blues, from January 1936. And we started off the set with Hep Harmony, The Spirits of Rhythm, September 1934, and Junkman. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. That's hour number one done. We're going to pause and identify the station. We'll be back with hour number two to take us up to hour number two station ID. Call on Wild Bill Davis. This goes back to September 1962, thing he calls Wanky.